Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland dropped today. Very excited. I know a lot of people are coming up to me saying, hey, when's that new one drop? And it was today. So I think people are very excited about it.
As they should be.
It's good. There's some good stuff in this week's episode,
too. Daryl, did the hair on your arm stand up when Deshaun Watson threw a touchdown pass over a defender into the end zone?
He did.
OTAs?
Tell him.
No, not really, but it well, made then, Alex Van Pelt.
It sure did. Oh, here we go, Daryl. Here we go.
Are you allowed to be excited about that or not? Or is it just a play in practice?
It's a practice.
Not if you're Alex Van Pelt.
I know. I have learned the error of my ways when it comes to getting overly excited about spring football practices in Cleveland.
You're right about that, by the way.
Andy and I talked about on the podcast, there have been many years where the Browns have looked like Super Bowl contenders and then went on to win four games. Mm-hmm. And there have been years where they have looked just like hot garbage in the spring, and, well, the season didn't go so bad. So, yeah, I try not to read a whole lot into the spring practices, because you have to look at it through the lens of they're working on stuff. It's not a finished product, which is the whole point of the OTAs and what they're doing right now. So you kind of don't want to get overly excited. The one thing that I did get excited about was the difference that I saw in Deshaun Watson from last week's practice that was open to reporters and the one we got to watch yesterday, where he seemed to have more connectivity with his wide receivers.
Daryl, do you think the one thing about last year, the six games he played left us with questions? You know, I was hoping he might be able to answer all of those questions. We saw glimpses. We also saw things that we thought, okay, that's not it. Do you think this extra time and now being able to go into the season, is he answering questions already that, okay, he's there, he still has this? Are you feeling anything like that, or is it still completely up in the air and we're going to have to wait and see what happens on a field?
I think you need to wait to see what happens on the field. Okay. Because, again, practice is practice. Okay. Got to get out there and do it when it matters, and that is on Sunday afternoons or occasionally on a Thursday night, so, or Monday night. So, yeah, like I said, it's good to see and hear. You know, Alex Van Pelt said tenfold differential this year versus last year as far as improvement with Watson goes. Van Pelt feels that Watson is more comfortable. And look, when we talked to Deshaun at the Browns Foundation golf outing earlier this week, he mentioned that things aren't hovering over him. He can focus on football. He's more comfortable second year in the system with the terminology. It's just now getting on the same page with the new faces that have been added to that receiver room. So I think that all kind of, plays a part. But he's got to go out there and do it. But the foundation for him to be able to go out there and do it, that obviously gets laid during this offseason program.
All right, so Daryl, give me something that really made you smile over the last 2 weeks that you've been able to watch it at OTA. Something you feel like, okay, I didn't expect to see this, or a new player that you're like, wow, I that really is something I didn't expect.
I'd probably say Jim Schwartz and just how he really bounces around position group to position group, is really hands-on with his players. I like the fact that even when they're doing some of the team drills, especially the 7-on-7 stuff, he will stand over the center on the, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. And he explained to us yesterday the reason why he does that is because he wants to hear the communication that's going on the field. Now, what was one of the primary problems with the defense last year? If you said communication, congratulations, you're a winner.
That was at the center of my bingo card. That's crazy, yo.
But, you know, it's just little details like that that give me the confidence that, you know, I already know that Jim Schwartz is really good at his job. That's why he's here. But it's just little details that he pays attention to that really gets me excited about what this defense potentially could look like this fall.
Darryl, the Browns didn't draft until the third round. If there's anybody on the who is drafted who you think could actually have a pretty serious impact on the team this year, or maybe the most impactful, who might that be?
Cedric Tillman.
Okay.
First guy taken.
I hope so.
I look at Siaki as a project. DeJuan Jones is absolutely a project. Isaiah McGuire, bottom of the depth chart, you know, at defensive end. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, you're just not going to hopefully, we don't see or hear from him for a few years. And that's nothing against him. That just means that things have gone great with Deshaun.
That's right. We get it.
You know, Cameron Mitchell, maybe he gets a chance on special teams to do a little something-something, but I feel pretty good about the cornerback room. And Luke Whippler, again, I look at him as a project and somebody that, I don't know, in a year or two, maybe he plays his way into a starting spot in the middle of the offensive line. But, yeah, I'd have to say it's going to be Cedric Tillman with the most opportunity to have a chance to have an impact this coming season.
So with that thought in mind, is there a need for another veteran wide receiver? And should DeAndre Hopkins really be in something that the Browns are pursuing?
Well, they should pursue him, absolutely. And if they can get him for a price that they're happy with, I'm all for it. Do they need it? I don't think they need it. The room itself is already extremely crowded. Right now, just going through the room real quick, you know, Amari's your number one, DPJ, then Elijah Moore, who you traded for, Marquise Goodwin, now I'm four deep, David Bell last year, now I'm five deep, Cedric Tillman makes the team, now I'm six deep. I haven't even gotten to Jakeem Grant, we're seven deep. Anthony Schwartz, I don't think is going to be with the Browns this year, barring, you know, something happening in that position group unexpected. Dalen Baldwin's got an uphill battle to make the team. Same with Mike Harley. So I think the message that both Kevin Stefanski and Alex Van Pelt have put out there is we're pretty happy with what we have. Deshaun Watson obviously would love if they could bring in DeAndre Hopkins. They made beautiful music down in Houston together for 3 years. Hopkins was a three-time first-team All-Pro, three-time Pro Bowler, 25 touchdowns or so between them, over 3,500 yards combined over those 3 years. So it is a very tantalizing prospect. And look, you can always make room. You know, Andrew Berry can always trade one or two of these young receivers. Making room on a roster is fairly easy to do. They have plenty of salary cap space. We know the Haslams are committed to winning no matter the cost. So I'm really not worried, even if the payroll is around $300 million. I'm not really worried about them having to cut another check to bring in another player. I think it all comes down to what DeAndre Hopkins wants, both financially as well as organizationally. And if what he has said publicly about the type of organization holds true that he's looking for, well, the Browns check the boxes, right? We already know the relationship with Deshaun Watson, so the quarterback is that's check that box. Quality defense, well, it's rebuilt. Jim Schwartz is here. We're going to go ahead and check that box and assume that the defense is going to be pretty good this year and do their part, right? Stability within the organization. Well, this is year four of the Stefanski-Berry regime. Yes, Stefanski comes in to this season on a little bit of a hot seat, but the Browns have not been the usual clown car show that we've seen since 1999 under Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. They've done a really good job of stabilizing things out there. So you can check that box. So, and chance to compete. Well, you look at the Browns roster. I don't know that they are a Super Bowl contender. Maybe DeAndre Hopkins comes in and he can make them a Super Bowl contender, but they are a team that I believe should get into the playoffs, get into the tournament, and quite frankly, that's all you ask for is a chance, whether you're a fan or a player. So in my mind, that box is checked. So, I think it just all comes down to money and what DeAndre Hopkins is willing to accept. Problem is, he was scheduled to make nearly $20 million with the Arizona Cardinals, and I have a feeling as he goes through his free agency process, he's going to be looking to recoup a sizable chunk of that change.
Daryl, let's talk about a position that it's going to be interesting because I think there's five guys battling for one spot, and that's the spot behind Nick Chubb. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, you can talk about Demetric Felton, you can talk about Jerome Ford or Kelly or McCrary or even Hall. It's going to be that's going to be a true training camp battle, isn't it? To see who's going to be that number two guy.
Yeah, and you know, things change for Felton now because while we're talking about a surplus at receiver, that's where he has spent most of his time since he was drafted. I think it was in the sixth round of the 21 draft. Well, now he's back with the running backs. Van Pelt said yesterday he feels they like what he did with catching the football the last couple of years. They know he can do it. And now it's time to see, you know, what he can do carrying the football. But when you talk about Jerome, I think that the battle is between Jerome Ford and John Kelly for the number two running back spot. And I'm calling Demetric the third running back because he's kind of like the Swiss Army knife. He can do a little bit of everything there. So I don't know that he's a traditional number two running back, but assuming they keep three guys in the backfield, then I think that it's a three-man race for two spots, quite frankly.
Daryl, outstanding stuff. Love our conversation today. And, of course, if you want more, you can always go to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. And then tomorrow,
there you go,
you'll be sitting in this chair. So, Daryl, best of luck to you. The chair is easy for you to fill. You'll do great.
Looking forward to it, Jeffrey. You get 4 hours of me, and let me apologize in advance.
The chair over there, the seat's a little dented, so you'll have to deal with that.
Is this a BYOC situation? Bring your own chair. Okay.
And with that, we say goodbye to Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Goodbye, Daryl.
See you, D.
That was Daryl Ryder. We always appreciate him joining us. And again, tomorrow he'll be filling in when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.